بسم الله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود غده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
A major benefit brought by Imam Khomeini was familiarizing people with concept of resistance. This is the part of the speech delivered on June 4th, 2022 by Imam Khomeini, the leader of the Islamic Revolution. On the 33rd demise anniversary of Imam Khomeini, greetings be upon him. As for his personal traits, a magnanimous imam was an exemplary personality in the true sense of the word. He was real exemplary. His personal characteristics were such that few personalities could have all together. I do not know any personality in our history who had all these characteristics together. First of all, he was pure and pious. Imam was a pious, pure and moral personality in the literal sense of the word. Secondly, he was a man of spiritual and mystical sentiments. He was interested in spiritual and mystic feelings. He would cry at dawn. The late Haj Ahmad Agha said to me that the kerchief that he had for crying at dawn during the daily and other prayers would not suffice, and they had to put a towel so that he would be able to wipe his hands and face. He was a man of such a spiritual status. He was a man of spiritual delicacy. His spiritual books, the manners of daily prayers, and commentary on the hadith on wisdom and ignorance were written during his middle age. When he was around 40 years, he was like this since his youth. Imam combined valor and mysticism. He was both a man of epics and of spirituality.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
He was morally brave in the true sense of the word. Imam has been quoted as saying, "I myself did not hear this. By God, I have never feared. What I myself heard him say was in a meeting with him over a certain matter. I had a suggestion about a problem, and I said to him, 'You do not do this because you are afraid of,'" I wanted to finish the sentence by saying, "because you are afraid that such and such a problem would occur." But as soon as I said, "because you are afraid," he answered, "I'm not afraid of anything." This was his characteristic. "I did not want to say you're scared." This is a common expression meaning you are concerned that something might happen. "However, I use the term afraid." He answered, "I'm not afraid of anything." He was courageous in the true sense of the word. He enjoyed acumen and wisdom. He was a man of making careful calculations. He would not do things without calculating them first. And when he reached a result in that calculation, he would put it into action with complete decisiveness.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.